The views and opinions expressed on the following live program do not necessarily reflect those of KSCO, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program at 831-479-1080 in order to help us balance comment. Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate with your hosts, Sophie Winnick and Melissa Stone. Hi, everyone. Are you having a good day?
Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday. It's a gorgeous day here in Santa Cruz.
It is.
And we've had a lovely weekend. I am so glad to be home from, I was in Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia. And though the Christmassy weather was fun, let me tell you, flight home, not fun.
Yeah.
8 hours.
Wow.
Which is just wrong since it took 4 hours to get there. But that's what headwinds do.
Right.
Very, very bumpy. I was so glad to get home.
I bet.
That
well,
I think I embraced
you.
The lady at the White Raven who serves me coffee. I'm like, I'm so glad to meet my friends. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yes, I'm back. And we had a good time last week. I was glad I was able to share some of what I was doing with all of you. And I thought Jan and Melissa sounded pretty darn good.
Thank you.
And
we had fun.
Yeah, you sounded like you were having fun. But I'm so bad.
We were glad you were on the line.
I am bad, but, you know, I'm glad to be back where I belong. Nothing like Santa Cruz, California, let me tell you.
And the holidays are in full swing. I've almost got my shopping done.
Can you believe it?
It's great.
What shopping?
You haven't
done it? What shopping? I'm not allowed to say because... talk about little pitchers are listening today.
Oh.
So, we don't talk about that. I've only had many meetings with the big guy. That's it.
So what are we discussing today, Sophie?
Well, we have a very special guest on today. And I think just to be really bad, I'm going to make Melissa say his name.
Oh, no. No.
It's a lovely name.
His name's Brian.
Brian, oh my God, I'm sorry, Brian.
I know,
Brian. Mispronounced this.
I should have asked him how to pronounce
Pierre Grossi is how I want to say it. And I'm looking right at his picture. He's piercing through me.
He's got piercing blue eyes.
Yes, he does have piercing blue eyes.
Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
Good
afternoon.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you on. And I don't think there's anybody better to describe you than you. So why don't you give our listeners a little preview of who are you and who you are?
Well, I'm involved in doing a few different projects here, which I'm sure we'll discuss as time goes on. But, you know, you can pinpoint where you want to begin your story at any point. I usually tend to begin it, just for simplification purposes, at age 20, what I came down with a mysterious illness and went on for quite a few years, and it's kind of spurred me to look into life really deeply, and that's when I kind of pinpoint when my spiritual journey began, and I sort of dedicated my life to just looking into suffering and why we suffer, and so when I looked into a lot of different fields, which all are related to each other, you know, spirituality mm-hmm. and psychology and science.
It's funny how they all kind of relate, huh?
Health, right?
Yeah, all the places we look for answers.
Which is an important point. So they all do relate to each other, and so that was kind of the beginning point, and then went on from there. And then I lived sort of a very secluded kind of life for a while. Just kind of kept to myself and did a lot of reading and different things. And just in the last couple years, I started to kind of, I felt sort of called to kind of come out of that shell a little bit and like sort of discovered the answers to a lot of my questions and just decided to kind of share those discoveries with other people who are interested. And so that's what I've been doing through a lot of different ways. One is through life coaching, the life coaching that I do, which is I do sessions with people over the phone and work with people personally. And then I've been doing some writing. So I have a book coming out, which is a compilation of my writings called The Big Glow.
And that's a Big great
Glow.
Title. Love it.
Yeah, it's a great title.
Love it.
Which is also the title of the name for my website, thebigglow.com.
Yeah. Right. Which I've been on.
And I love your website.
I really like
I love all the words all over the around your picture.
Yeah, that's beautiful, actually.
I love words. I love to put words.
They have a lot of power. They have more power than we realize. And, you know, it's like a reminder to think of the words that we're using.
Right.
You know, because we could be thinking something, and if, like, for example, if I say, I have a big problem right now, or if I say, I have a big challenge right now, it gives a totally different energy to the same exact situation. You know, the challenge is something that makes me feel empowered. I want to meet this. I want to face it. I want to overcome it,
right,
and move through it and learn and grow from it. Where if I have a problem, then there's this kind of fear that.
Well, yeah, they're very, very powerful. The whole mm-hmm. phrase, I want, you know,
right,
is something we talk about on this program a lot. And that saying, you know, I want something is basically putting it out to the universe that you have want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So
yeah,
to me, words are thoughts taken one step towards action.
It's the action of your thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they can kind of direct us where we want to put our energy if we have that consciousness to realize the power of words in that way.
Right. Yeah.
So have you healed your illness, or are you just dealing with it?
Well,
how far have
you come from this in terms of, you know, how old are you? And so what are we looking at in terms of years here?
So I'm 33 right now. And I'm doing good physically.
Good for you. Well, you look good. We're looking at your picture right now.
We think you're very handsome.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm sure everyone does. Kind of hard to miss. No, we're so glad you came on today.
But the truth is that, you know, someone's attraction, it comes from, in my view, it comes from their energy inside, their light inside. And people get really focused on the externals and they lose sight of that, and that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
So,
but you can see your energy through your photos. You can tell that you're pretty conscious.
That's one of the great things about those pictures, is that you can see right, you know, like you're really looking at someone in those pictures.
Right.
You're great.
Right. Right.
That brings me to a question, a burning question I have. The Conscious Man Project. Am I saying that correctly?
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
That is something my own husband does a lot of work, not specifically with that, but uh-huh. something I'm like, oh my gosh, this is kind of what he's reading about. So can you describe that for us a little bit? Because it just piques my interest.
Well, yeah, I can describe that. Let's see. I think it's something, most of everything I'm doing is things that I just feel there's a lack of that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, it's just trying to fill a void.
Right.
So that's kind of the initial intention there, is to just bring awareness because for some reason, I noticed it seems to be the majority women often that are on spiritual path right now. And mm-hmm. so just trying to shed more light on the masculine, not just men, but the masculine energy, because the spirituality, the spiritual path, it tends to be more of a feminine
mm-hmm.
Kind of more emphasis placed on the feminine qualities, where in the mainstream world there's more emphasis placed on masculine qualities, so it's kind of reversed. But the masculine qualities can play an important role too. You know, the masculine energy is more aggressive and more into competition and all these things that are can be viewed as negative. But the thing is, they are negative if they're coming from the ego, it's, you know, the sense of separate self.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm advocating something I call the new masculinity, which is instead of taking these masculine qualities, but instead of taking them from the ego, which is sense of separate self, which is destructive to the world, you take these same energies and you bring them out for the world, for the betterment of all people, all beings, for the entire world. And that's a totally different shift. And then those same qualities that were viewed as negative can be really positive.
Wow.
You know, you're creating a positive change in the world through those qualities.
A lot of cultural stuff to overcome there, I think. You know.
Definitely. But so then the Conscious Man Project is like on the One thing is on my MySpace page, I'm just trying to show examples of people that are doing that or attempting to do that. You know, not everybody's, you know, we're all on a path of learning and growing, but there's people that are trying to do that, and I'm just trying to give them some, I'm just trying to show some examples to others to inspire them.
And mm-hmm. why don't you give out some examples so that people know who would be an example?
Who are your inspirations in this?
Because I think you've got.
I know you have many.
but
honestly, totally honestly, you know, I didn't have any inspirations. That's why I started. I was, you know, who is there to inspire as a man? Who is there to inspire me? So I started to look for people, and I said, you know, there are actually these people out there, and we can. And why not give these people some credibility and give some light to them instead of these people that are on the TV every day who are not, they're men that are not inspiring at all to us, and they're showing a negative light to men, but there's people that are out there that are have a positive light, but you know, we're not seeing them oftentimes on the TV or the you know, movies. And shows like you give a chance for people to come on, and that's great. But a lot of radio programs, you know, don't show that either. So it's just kind of shifting perspective and showing where we can go.
Yeah,
right.
You know, I think that a lot of media focuses on the, I mean, I don't know, I'll call it the aggressive, you know, and this
right.
is soft. This is not hard. What you're talking about, this is... I wouldn't call it feminine versus masculine. I think that a lot of those terms have been kind of perverted in our mm-hmm. society and in our culture and in the world as it is right now. I think we're just all coming back to remembering who we are
mm-hmm.
for real.
Mm. Right.
So we don't feel like we're doing anything that amazing, really. It's just speaking the truth.
Exactly.
Our truth.
I just feel like I'm, speaking the truth all day.
That's pretty amazing.
You know?
Yeah, it's like we're not going into this going, well, we're going to do this, and we're going to bring this, and you know, hopefully people will think this way. You know what I mean? We're kind of going, it's really much more shallow than that. It's more like, this is stuff that piques our interest. This is stuff we think is cool and that touches our hearts and our souls. And maybe other people would be interested too.
Well, and I think there's a big need because I think that people don't
absolutely
people don't realize what the truth really is.
Yeah,
you know, it's confused.
Yeah, and I think it gets covered up by what you think
up.
You need and what you think you want and what you're told through mainstream media that you need to have a happy life. And for myself, it's just all been about in the last several years listening more closely.
Right.
To spirit, to God, to myself, what have you. And it's getting easier and easier.
Yeah, it does. It makes
now
life,
I speak it.
You know, and I think everyone's living such a complicated life. It really doesn't have to be this complicated.
It's all distraction.
You know?
It really is. It's just all distraction in my mind.
Yeah, because my life has gotten so much simpler, but I feel like I'm doing way more things, but I'm very simple at the same time.
I am not going to make a joke out of that. We're in a serious moment. She just said she was simple. Sorry. But I had to let you know it's there in my mind, my evil little mind. Anyway. So, yeah, Brian, we're just, you know, this is just who we are, actually. You know, and we're just lucky enough to have this opportunity, really.
Right.
And it's just kind of serendipitous for us. So, and we have fun.
Well, and see, that's how simple life is. Hand mm-hmm. you opportunities.
We take them.
And if you're open enough to listen and take it, then you do.
Yeah. And we enjoy
and
it.
And I think the shift you're talking about, you know, this as far as the simple goes, it's the shift happens inwardly.
Absolutely.
You know, we can still be active in the world and doing lots of things. You know, because people have this idea you have to go to like a, you know, a monastery. I mean, that's,
right.
For some
be
people,
an
ascetic. Maybe that's their. Yeah, maybe for some people that might be their path for a certain phase of their lives, but you could still be active in the world doing things, but the shift is inwardly,
right.
Inside, your mind is more quiet and clear, and that makes all the difference.
Oh, that's all right. The difference. Hey, Brian, we need to go to a break, so we're going to put you on hold.
And we'll be back with Brian Piergrossi, and this is Radiance and Chocolate here on AM 1080 KSCO.
If you want to call in and talk to Brian, the number is 831-479-1080. Give us a call, and we'll be right back. Hey, Sophie, you know I'm not a runner, but sometimes my day sure feels like a marathon.
I know what you mean. Family, work, taking care of your health, all the things you have to fit into 24 hours. It's more like a week than a day.
Yeah.
How do you care for yourself while getting everything done?
Well, exercise, good nutrition, stress relief like yoga and meditation, and it does not hurt to put in some Youngevity's Rebound FX into your water bottle to recharge a little all day long.
Yeah, Rebound FX is a highly absorbable liquid concentrate that supports energy levels during a work day or a workout. It's full of amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and a balance of antioxidants, and it tastes great with no sugar.
Supports your active lifestyle and gives you a healthy, tasty boost all day long. It's Youngevity. Rebound FX in three great flavors. Keeps you going, keeps you strong. Call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335.
Do you have time to get sick? I don't know about you, but I sure don't. There is no such thing as a real sick day for most people I know. That's why I always make sure my cupboard is stocked with my 90 essential nutrients and Youngevity's Ultimate Killer Biotic FX. It's my secret weapon against whatever's going around. The Killer Bee Propolis, Colostrum, and Oriental Mushroom combination really boosts my immune system. Those bugs just don't stand a chance. Let's face it, we need to be strong from the inside out to keep going the way we do. And Youngevity's Ultimate Killer Biotic FX is, well, it's like a personal trainer for your immune system. Get some. You need it. Trust me, it works. Call me, Sophie, at 831-335-3216. For more information, that's 335-3216. Get some today.
Hi, this is Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens. We're open from 10 to 4 this time of year, 7 days a week. We specialize in new and used building materials, pottery, and ceramics from San Francisco and Italy. We've got lots of wrought iron, ornate, solid iron fencing with gates, custom-made tile, and building materials, new and used of all types.
Gretchen?
Did you know you can haggle?
I did know that, yes.
And what are you looking for today?
A farm sink.
And did you find one?
I did.
He's got lots here.
I know, he has a lot.
Are you conscious about being green and using those items in your home?
I am, mostly.
And would you come back again?
Oh, you bet, yes.
Do you recommend it?
I do recommend it.
Strongly?
Very much so.
Thank you.
The phone number is 465-6990. Remember, that's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply.
And visit CapitolaFreight.com.
Hey, everyone. We're back with Brian Piergrossi, who is still on hold until Melissa clicks the button. Hey, Brian.
Hi, I'm here.
I wanted to say, before we went to the break, you were talking about how the change comes from within.
Yes.
And it's not about stuff, or but not necessarily having to be an ascetic either. And I just want to say that since I have been transforming over the last several years, I now actually do more stuff for myself than I ever did.
Right.
You know, and I take absolute joy in little things that girls like going to get manicures. Never did that before because I was so overwhelmed.
Right.
And actually, frankly, I was depressed, but, you know, no more.
Well, that's what happens when you start clearing out the clutter. And
Right. And I realized that it's all just joy and that everything is already broken or gone, including me. You know, and it just to enjoy the gift of today.
Right.
And I thought, and that's something that really touched me over what you said. But we have a caller.
No, we don't.
We don't?
Not yet. Not yet.
We not yet?
We don't have a
she's
caller.
She's shaking her head vigorously at me.
But we will now because she said it. So I'm sure.
We will now because
right,
she
we'll
said
bring
it.
Her on. But I didn't
light is on. The light is on. Maybe I need reading glasses.
See, sometimes I don't let Sophie in on what's going on.
She doesn't let me do anything here.
But... This is a friend of mine, Emilia. Emilia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Emilia. Emilia is a really cool chick. I really like Emilia.
I'm sure
Why,
I would,
thank
too.
You.
So she owns a store in Boulder Creek, and I told her to call in because she couldn't call in last week.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to wait until the break, Sophie.
Nice. If you told me these things ahead of time, girl.
I figure I'm running the board. I can just deal with it. But Sophie has eyes and she can see. Anyways.
That's significant.
Emilia, we're talking to Brian. Have you been listening a little bit?
I've been listening for the past few minutes, yes.
Yes, you better be listening if you're calling.
We're talking to Brian about being conscious.
Yes.
You sound conscious.
She's pretty conscious. How's your little baby?
Oh, my baby's doing fine.
She has the cutest.
He just turned one.
Aww.
Oh, cool.
He's so cute. So last week, we kind of talked about supporting local stores in our area. And
yes.
Emilia couldn't call in, so she's calling in today. She has a cute little store. You do lotions and soaps and...
We make natural soaps, magical oils, essential oil candles, and aromatherapy products.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have work from over 40 different local artists.
And she does carry my DVD as well.
Yes, exactly.
Which I took with me on my trip.
Good.
It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it all goes along with it, being conscious. And I think, you know, with the holiday season, gift-giving season upon us, think about buying locally. I think that's really important. And I don't know, I really like it because I really like the way it makes me feel. I feel that things are safer, mm-hmm. frankly, when I know, it's like, oh, well, I know exactly where this is from.
Well, and if you're buying locally, you're supporting local artists. And if you're giving gifts of consciousness, then you're just creating all this goodness.
Then you're sharing consciousness.
Well, and the items that we make are also magically crafted with intent.
Exactly.
And as well as we work with the phases of the moon as well to further enhance and empower the objects which we make. So there's a lot of love. We make them with Reiki as well. Love and good energy, white light is put into it as well, and as well as the other, a lot of artists that create things for our store.
Mm-hmm.
We have semi-precious stones and minerals that are also help to assist one on their path as well.
So, and where can I go? Where is your store? I'm sure I've been there before.
You have.
We're at 13124 Highway 9 in downtown Boulder Creek.
Okay.
Yeah, go check it out.
And it's called?
Air and Fire.
Yes, I have been there.
The Bazaar.
You have been there.
Yeah, I have been there. I only recently discovered it, thanks to Melissa, and it's a beautiful store.
I
love it there.
I was there yesterday. I was there yesterday, and you have some nice things in there.
Yeah, really. I collect minerals, especially amethyst, and it's a beautiful place. I love it.
Yeah, amethyst is a very good stone for raising consciousness.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wear it, I carry it, I have it in all four corners of my house.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes, I do.
Well, thanks, Emilia, for calling in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
All right.
You guys have a
Our
wonderful
pleasure.
Show. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Emilia.
Bye-bye.
Sorry about that,
goodbye.
Brian.
Yeah, well, for not having a caller, she's, you know, I think we segued. And, you know.
That is a good segue because I actually know something that's something conscious that's happening locally as well. It's called the Conscious Convergence.
Absolutely. You read my mind. Tell us. This is exciting.
Tell us all about it. I'm stoked for this.
So this is March 14th through March 17th, and it's in Santa Cruz County. That's the local part. And we're just bringing together healers and teachers and artists and entrepreneurs. And even if that's not how you officially make your income, maybe that's unofficially what you are. So it's pretty broad as far as that goes. And because the intention here is that, and I talked with Melissa about this before, is that it's just that for it's just we when we're get on the spiritual path, we just it's always tends to be this solo, solitary path.
Feels like it
ourselves.
Sometimes.
It totally feels like it. I have.
Yeah, and we tend to feel pretty isolated and lonely.
Right.
Oftentimes, and we feel like nobody else understands us. Nobody else knows. You know, nobody else is interested in the things that we're interested in. And mm-hmm. so this is kind of a statement to say, you know, let's move beyond that now, and let's start to come together. And that's the next horizon, and that's when we can really start to really, you know, really make some amazing inner shifts together. When we come together face to face and spend some time together and learn and share with each other and from each other.
Sounds very exciting, actually, because I feel exactly that way sometimes. I'm always so thrilled to meet someone who, in my mind, it's like someone who gets it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so exciting for me.
Well, when you're growing and growing and growing spiritually, and you know the people around you are not, you tend to become very separate from them, and there's not.
And see, that is the mistaken thought right there that of separation in my mind, and so it becomes one of those layers of stuff
right.
that we have to clear away. Yep. And but it is really hard to keep telling yourself we are all one, we are all one, even though I would never do what that person is doing. We're all one.
Yeah, so I commend Brian for thinking this up and putting it into action.
So that is going to be March 14th through the 17th in Los Gatos.
Yeah, and if anybody's interested, they can just contact me through the website, email me, and
that's thebigglow.com.
Let me know.
Yeah, that's really easy. Thebigglow.com. Check it out. And it sounds really exciting.
So you're gonna
have to RSVP and stuff too, right?
Yeah, you're gonna have workshops or
well, this is where it gets even more amazing, is because this is where the conscious part comes in, because the intention is to try to be as conscious as we can each and every moment, right? So
mm-hmm.
you bring these people together that have this shared intention, and so there's tension of consciousness and creativity. And so if you leave a lot of open space during this weekend, what's going to happen with that kind of intention of consciousness and creativity and all these people coming together?
Uh-huh.
Miracles.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't sound like, because this is what I was looking for. It's like, well, where's the workshop schedule?
I've had enough of that, to be honest with you.
We're so used to that. That's what we're like, looking for.
Yeah, it's boring because, like, you know, every day. I mean, there's a place for it, but I mean, this is something different because, like, our lives are so regimented and scheduled, and you know, 8 o'clock do this, 9 o'clock do this,
right.
12 o'clock eat one. You know, and so it's almost like become like robots.
Right.
You know, we already know what we're supposed to do every day, so the day doesn't. But what if you don't see the whole thing about being conscious is if you know everything that's going to happen. I mean, we actually don't, but if we think we do,
right,
then we're not living consciously.
Right.
But if we don't know what's going to happen next, what happens? All of a sudden, we're so much more awake in the moment. We're
right.
alive. We don't know what's going to happen. There's so much passion, you know, in each moment. And then there's a peace at the same time. That's the paradox, the passion and the peace.
Right.
There's a peace at the same time because we're not caught in worries of the future and we're not caught in the burdens of the past. So there's this passion, this peace in each moment. So we're gonna have a few things, but the intention is to have lots of room to be open to the moment.
You're gonna create the moment as it happens.
Let the magic happen.
As a group. Basically. As a group.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That actually sounds really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So we all got to go.
So what would you say, because, you know, I give out my advice a lot, but what would you say would be an easy exercise for somebody to do if they wanted to grow spiritually? Something simple.
Well, there's a few, but I want to take it a different direction slightly.
Okay.
And I think that the fastest way to spiritual growth is actually the relationship. That's why I'm saying that when I say relationship, I mean any kind of relationship, friendship, you know, could be marriage, could be what, you know, children.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why when we're on this solo path and we're just spending all this time alone, it has its place. But when we get in a relationship with other people, you know, it's really hard for us to get along with each other. Let's be honest, as human beings.
Oh, yeah, right.
We don't do a very good job at it. So,
we're a pretty young species.
Yeah.
But that's where the real learning and growing happens. You know, when you try to get along with another human being, you know, it's really challenging, but you learn and you grow so much, you know, especially if you have that shared intention, or even if you just have the intention within yourself, you know, that's what you're going to commit yourself to. And that's why I say, like, the people that I kind of play with the term soulmate and say, just in a playful way, and say, you know, the person in our lives who's the most challenging for us to get along with, that's our soulmate, because that's the one that's, you know, forcing us to learn and grow the most spiritually.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And we keep bringing that back to ourselves, too, until we figure it out, you know, and get what we need to get out of that relationship. Because I, for one, completely believe that we are not in relationship to change someone else or even to for their benefit. We're in it for, first of all, our benefit together and our own benefit. And that goes for the other person, too, or the other people, too. So and we things tend to come up if we don't deal with them. They just come up. And if you can realize that it's like, what is this touching in me? Why does that push my buttons? Where is that?
Yeah. You know? And then there's the phenomenon where, you know, the same kind of people come in your life. You know, there's the same kind of people that are pushing the same button over and over.
Always, exactly.
A lesson that I need to learn here.
Exactly.
Yep. You see that with people in romantic relationships that they tend to replay, you know, everything that they because they still haven't gotten it. It's like, why do you keep choosing a partner who's like your parent? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, well, you do it until you get it.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally get that. And I have grown so much spiritually because, you know, in my relationship, which is a very long standing, I'll be married 20 years next year. Oh, my goodness. I'm too young for that.
She got married at 12.
Wow.
You're going to get my husband arrested.
Uh-oh. That's right. He's a lot older.
No, 22. Thank you very much.
But you're still a baby at 22.
I know. But it was right, you know, and that's exactly what I said when I met him. I'm like, God just tossed me this one and said, here, this is for you. And that's what I feel, you know. And I thank the universe and I thank God every single day because I've created this. So that's my line. There you go, honey.
He has to say that because he's listening.
He always listens. He makes everybody in his office listen. Total
He's
support.
Our number one fan.
Yeah. So I do want to talk about The Big Glow, the book. We have a couple minutes before we go to break, so we will probably start and then hold and then start again. But I want to know what's up with the book. You know, what's it about? You know, I mean, I know, but other people may not. Is it done?
So it's not published yet, but it should be posted in the next few months. The writing is finished.
All right, cool.
And it's a compilation of it's kind of a unique thing. It's a compilation of stories and poems and prose and aphorisms and all within this same umbrella. And it's I'm doing this other. I'm doing something else called Wisdom Wednesdays. I think.
Yeah, we saw that too.
Yeah, you've seen. And so, anyway, I bring that up because first of all, people should know about it. But it's really great. It's every Wednesday. And you can find it on the website too. But that's the Wisdom Wednesdays is more kind of more starts at the head level, and then, but this book is more starts at the heart level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like direct. So, you know, because. I think that's the beauty of poetry. You know, poetry can kind of hit you where you don't know what the hell somebody just said, but somehow it just changed your life. You know,
right. Poetry. And you do write beautiful poetry.
You do.
I must say, and I'd love to hear some of it. If you have anything, I might give you a minute to prepare, but we are going to go to a break in a minute.
Yeah, after break, maybe you
so
could
maybe
read
you
us
could
then.
read us something. Scramble to. If I know you're probably already set. I was going to read some, but. You know.
What do you have? What do you?
I just got some stuff off the website, actually.
I'm looking at this one. Life is present, life is here. That one.
Life is present, life is here. You know, is there a title for it?
No, the title didn't print.
This is the problem. My printer didn't print this right. But
you start off. You start off with I take an indrawn breath. The air is clean, fresh.
Well, we can do it when we get back because we're running out of time with our hemming and hawing here.
I know.
All right.
Sorry, Brian. That'll give you a chance to take a deep breath. If you can, we'd love to hear it from
challenge
out
me
of your
live
mouth.
In the moment. I like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Own it, baby.
So when we get back from break, Brian's going to read us some poetry.
That'll be really fun. And if you want to call in and ask a question, join in the conversation. We're at 831-479-1080, and we'll be back. Hey, Melissa, what's the latest thing you've made with Cocojevity?
I put it in my coffee like a mocha. No sugar, and it's good for me.
Ooh, I have to try that. But maybe iced coffee.
put it in a blender with ice cubes and some chocolate Nature's Way. Ooh, I could freeze that in my ice cream maker.
Sophie, you're getting carried away again as usual. But good thing Youngevity's Cocogevity is a super antioxidant supplement.
With pure cocogen extract that has more antioxidants than any other fruit, including broccoli.
Wow, Sophie, we're going to have to cut you off.
And remember, it has acai, wolfberry, and mangosteen.
I guess you can't go wrong.
Oh, and I could put it in cookies. Oh, yeah, Nature's Way chocolate cookies with Cocogevity. And I could put it on ice cream and make chocolate milk and brownies. And I could just drink it out of the bottle and pour it over my head and put it on
my
husband.
If you would like to get some of Youngevity's Cocogevity for yourself, give me a call.
Just give some to Billy.
831-335-8335. Or check out the Youngevity link at balancedstudio.org.
It's so good.
Sophie loves it. Can you make a commercial out of that?
It's time to get back to basics. Time for you to get back to what you know your body needs. 90 essential nutrients every day. Don't worry, it's easy with Youngevity. So many ways for you to get your basic essentials, plus everything else you could ever need for your busy life. So get your head on straight. Get yourself some Majestic Earth Ultimate Classics, some Ultimate EFAs, and some Osteo FX, and you'll be set with the basics for optimum performance. And you'll feel great, too. Once you get your basics down, take a look at the Youngevity catalog. So many products for your life. Skincare, makeup, cleaning products, even pet products. Call me, Sophie Winnick, at 831-335-3216 for more information. It's 335-3216. That's 335-3216. Take care. Hey, all, we're back. So, are you ready, Brian?
Yeah, I think I have something here.
Oh, good. Go for it.
How about love is the new religion?
Ooh, absolutely.
I like that. How about that one? All right. Love is the new religion. On the surface of the world right now, there is war and violence and things seem dark. But calmly and quietly, at the same time, something else is happening underground. An inner revolution is taking place, and certain individuals are being called to a higher light. It is a silent revolution, from the inside out, from the ground up. It is time for me to reveal myself. I am an embedded agent of a secret undercover clandestine global operation. A spiritual conspiracy. We have sleeper cells in every nation on the planet. You won't see us on the TV. You won't read about us in the newspaper. You won't hear about us on the radio, except for the Radiance and Chocolate Show.
Awesome.
We don't seek any glory. We don't wear any uniform. We come in all shapes and sizes, colors and styles. Most of us work anonymously. We are quietly working behind the scenes in every country and culture of the world. Cities, big and small, mountains and valleys, in farms and villages, tribes and remote islands. You could pass by one of us on the street and not even notice. We go undercover. We remain behind the scenes. It is of no concern to us who takes the final credit, but simply that the work gets done. Occasionally, we spot each other in the street. We give a quiet nod and continue on our way so no one will notice. During the day, many of us pretend we have normal jobs, but behind the false storefront at night is where the real work takes place. Some call us the, quote, conscious army. We are slowly creating a new world with the power of our mind and hearts. We follow with passion and joy our orders from the Central Command, the Spiritual Intelligence Agency. We are dropping soft, secret love bombs when no one is looking. Poems, hugs, music, photography, movies, kind words, smiles, meditation, and prayer. Dance, social activism, websites, blogs, random acts of kindness. we each express ourselves in our own unique ways with our own unique gifts and talents. Be the change you want to see in the world. That is the motto that fills our hearts. We know it is the only way real transformation takes place. We know that quietly and humbly, we have the power of all the oceans combined. Our work is slow and meticulous, like the formation of mountains. It is not even visible at first glance, and yet with it, entire tectonic plates shall be moved in the centuries to come. Love is the new religion of the 21st century. You don't have to be a highly educated person or have any exceptional knowledge to understand it. It comes from the intelligence of the heart, embedded in the timeless evolutionary pulse of all human beings. Be the change you want to see in the world. Nobody else can do it for you. We are now recruiting. Perhaps you will join us, or already have. All are welcome. The door is open.
That was awesome.
Wow.
That was great.
That was so
beautiful. That's exactly how I feel, too. You're reading that, and I'm thinking, that's exactly what I think about myself.
Yeah. And I would say that love has always been the intended religion from the beginning of time. And it's there. Jesus said it. They all said it, all of our avatars. And we just have to get over ourselves and really listen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that
You're
was
welcome.
So beautiful.
Welcome.
And wow. You render me speechless, which is not an easy thing to do.
It's not easy, Brian, let me tell you.
I usually feel really good about that, but when I'm doing it to a talk show host, I don't feel good about it.
I know.
That's all right.
I apologize.
That's why we're together on this. I'm like, Melissa, I'm going to cry now. You take over. Wow. So I can't wait for the book. That's going to be lovely.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. What is big glow? Is it just?
And that will be in there. Just to make that clear.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, I wanted to know what the title means. Is that just something delicious, or the big glow, or does that have a different meaning?
Well, it's kind of like what we were talking about. How when we touched on it a little bit. You know, when you're living in alignment, when you're living from your place of authentic self. There is kind of, you can see kind of a light that shines from
right.
from somebody. From
your aura
shine,
becomes
so.
Very big.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think my aura became very big.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So the big glow. That's the big glow.
Makes sense. That's a great title. I love it.
Yeah.
It just,
so hopefully, you know, when the intention is for people to read the book, they'll get a better sense of that within themselves.
Can't wait.
Okay, so
Sounds great.
For our listeners, you're a life coach. You're writing a book. You have
all the information. I will put it on the blog, I promise. I'm a couple weeks behind because of recent distractions in real life, unfortunately. But I will get it all caught up, and I'll put everything on there for you and for our listeners. So reiterate for us.
Why don't you give out your website and your MySpace again?
The Big Low, thebigglow.com. And, yeah, that's kind of like a, you know, you can kind of find everything else from there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if people just remember that website, that will take them.
Yeah.
And, I'm on the MySpace.
The ubiquitous MySpace, isn't it?
Ubiquitous MySpace.
Yes. I love MySpace.
I do, too. I do. And you have a great MySpace page. I really like it. I like Shimshai. Love it. Wonderful stuff on there. So check it out, everyone.
It's a good way to meet people.
And don't forget the Conscious Convergence, March 14th.
The Conscious Convergence, yeah, March 14th.
In Los Gatos, which when I saw it, I was like, that's not Santa Cruz County. But my husband said, no, the bottom part of it is. So, yes, it is local, and well, within like 20 minutes local.
Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah.
Well, I know that for sure.
Yeah. We love the Santa Cruz Mountains.
That's where we're from.
That's where we
Santa
live.
Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there right now. So, and where are you from?
Well, I know Yeah, I know Northern California pretty well. I spent a lot of time there. I lived there for a while, so I have connections there. And where I'm from, you know, it gets more complicated.
Yeah, the universe.
He's from the universe, so
exactly.
He's from the universe. He's a
no, guy. Actually, I grew up in Pennsylvania, though. I was listening when you were saying how you just flew back from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, from Yardley. That's where Yardley. I was, right outside of Philadelphia. So. My brother lives there, and we were there for a Greek Orthodox baptism of twins. That was huge. So it was exhausting, though. I'm glad to be back.
Right.
So you know.
This is pretty popular too, which is the Wisdom Wednesdays on the blog. So that's every Wednesday, and
I like
and
that.
People leave comments on there themselves, and a lot of insightful things that other people are participating and leaving. So it's another way of just, you know, sharing together each week.
Right. Yeah. I did that for a year. I did the weekly Om every Sunday, and I sent that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I only told myself I would do that for a year, and then I stopped.
And then you stopped?
Yeah. I was just proud. I was just proud that I could do it for a year, that I could think
you
of.
You did it. It's kind of like, you know, it's like vitamins.
Yeah, it was my goal to do, and I did, and now I moved on to other things.
But bigger and wider and
exactly,
you know, not physically, of course, but I'm digging myself a hole here. Sorry. Anyway, so thanks so much for coming on, Brian. It was lovely to talk with you and stare at you while we were. Talking with you, we're silly sometimes, but we can hear and who you are, and that's like the most significant thing I can say to someone. It's like, I see you, I know who you are.
Yeah,
you know.
And
look,
I'm gonna ask Brian this. Do you know
Danion
Brinkley?
Yeah, you mentioned he's gonna be on next week. Right?
Yeah, he's gonna be on next week. So we want to tell the listeners that too.
Yeah, that's an amazing. Lots of stories, actually.
He has had 3 near-death experiences, and he is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, things that basically we get led to or we lead ourselves to, and we think, hey, you know, this touches us. Other people need to hear about this,
too. Well, and how I came across his book was at a thrift store, and I read his book, and now I've passed it on to a bunch of people, and now he's... No.
Isn't that amazing?
Now I'm going to be talking to him. I know, it's crazy.
No, that is absolutely amazing. And something has come up this week. I wanted to put in just a little bit of positive energy. And, Brian, you can join in on that if you want. But has anybody else noticed that people are going insane and shooting people in malls and churches lately?
I try not to watch the news, but I have heard
a bit. I couldn't help it. It's like it comes up every time I, you know, check my email and... And what comes up for me from deep within me is that, oh, my God, these poor everyone, people are going insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do. It frightens me. A spiritual teacher has told me people are going kind of crazy right now. Some people are because they don't have the support they need for this illumination that's coming up to some people all of a sudden, but to throw love at them. And I know a lot of people out there is going to go, oh, my God, that's just so silly. But that's what I feel. So I don't know if you've heard about all this stuff that's going on, Brian, but it freaks me out.
How do you handle listening to the news and those
you?
Situations?
Well, I mean, I just feel like, you know, something particular in this country that we have to really get honest with and face. And these things don't happen in other countries like this, you know, and we need to, it's like... We have a certain level of violence that we think is acceptable, and when we shift that and say, you know, this is not acceptable, I think that's the big change. Then, as far as whatever happens from there,
I think these television shows need to tone it down a bit.
Yeah,
the blood and gore that they're showing on these TV shows,
exactly,
right?
You know, and I think when we put that out there, we say to the world, it's okay.
Yeah, it's true.
And then we've got our kids watching this.
And the kid who went into the mall in Omaha, what I read that was so sad to me, he said, now I will be famous.
Yeah, see that? There's something wrong with that somebody thinks that they're...
You know, and I know a lot of people say, oh, why are you showing any compassion for him? I show compassion for
the entire situation.
Right.
Okay. But it just, I don't know. It was stuff that came up this last week that made me shake my head and just like think, are we all, okay, what's happening? We're going insane. And you're right. It doesn't happen the same way in other countries. Other things do happen. We as a human species, like I said, I believe we're maybe just entering our early adolescence.
Yeah, no, but these mass shootings are a particular phenomenon here that very rare happens other places.
Yeah, the ones that are kind of for no reason, that's really
scary. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just scary. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really scary. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there and try to put out some love, some positive energy, if anything, to make me feel better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It has to start somewhere.
Well, yeah, it has to start somewhere.
It has to start with us.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, thanks so much. I do feel better now after talking to you. And I hope you go on and have a blessed day. And we'd love to. I can't wait for the book. I'm so excited. And maybe we'll see you at Conscious Convergence. I know Melissa wants to go. I just found out about it, so I'm like, okay, give me a minute. But we're gonna go because it's like 20 minutes from us, and it sounds delicious.
Yeah,
absolutely wonderful.
I could use a weekend away.
Yeah, me too. One that I like.
Some creativity.
That'd be great. So anyway, I'll put everything up for Brian on the blog.
Do you have any last minute words?
Parting words.
Well, I was just gonna say thank you. I'd love to see you both there at the Convergence, and keep up the great work and everything that you're doing. And thanks for sharing this time with me.
Thanks. And if you're still with us, Brian, I usually do a quote at the end, and I was actually gonna read something of yours.
Is that okay?
Is it okay if I do that?
I don't know what it is, but I'll say yes anyway.
Okay. Okay, I was going to read from the Wisdom Wednesdays, August 18th. It's called Hold My Hand.
Okay.
With every leap I take, I look across my shoulder, and you are still there, smiling, ready for the next puddle to jump and splash in. We are traveling together into unknown regions of human psyche and spirit, dimensions and realms of being, markers and guideposts left behind, nothing left to grab or hold on to. Somewhere, few human beings have yet braved to go, the flame in our hearts to guide us through the starry night. Trailblazers on an intergalactic adventure, venturing into an unknown land of love, leaving the rest of humanity behind, blazing a trail they will follow in the centuries to come. Hold my hand. And that was by Brian.
Thank you.
And that's lovely.
And then I usually end with a meditation. So covering yourself in a bubble of white light, purple energy running up the midline of the body, giving you strength. And then visualizing the heart chakra in the center of the chest, illuminating with green energy. Green energy is healing energy. Let's send that green energy out into the world.
To our oceans, to our conscious humans, to all humans. We love you.
And we are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste.
Namaste. And I wanted to give everybody a heads up. Today is Nick Belige's birthday. Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday,
Nick.
We
love you, too. And we thought you looked just so handsome at the party on Saturday or Friday night. I don't even remember. It was such a good party. I don't even remember what day it was. So Nick Belige is coming up next. Are we on time?
We have
about 50 seconds left. So anything else you want to say? I think people could use as much positivity as possible right now. I do want to say, you know what? Everyone out there, we know who you are. We recognize you. We love you. Hold our hands. Here we go. We're having a lot of fun here. So anyway, Brian is still with us, right? So,
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, we have about 20 seconds. We're trying our best with all these technical things to like be on time, but we want to wish everybody a happy day. And it's lovely outside. Get outside, feel the joy.
And everybody give Sophie and Melissa some love too for all the great work they do here.
That would be nice. Thank you.
Have to go both ways.
I know. Sometimes I forget that.
And we're out.
out of here, and we'll see you next week. Thanks
Bye, Brian.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Can't drive on a sheet of ice. An ice storm from the plains to the northeast blamed for at least a dozen traffic deaths in Oklahoma alone. Fox's Chris Gutierrez in Oklahoma City.
Streets are treacherous, schools are closed, and flights have been canceled. Officials have opened up 9 area shelters across the state.
The Tulsa airport among the hundreds of thousands of customers with no power, and they're bracing for more, up to an inch of ice in the forecast.
Ice warnings from the southern plains all the way up through the Missouri Valley that will stay in effect until Wednesday morning.
Fox meteorologist Dominica Davis. A federal judge in Virginia telling Michael Vick he needs to apologize to the millions of fans, especially kids, who looked up to him. The suspended Falcons quarterback sentenced to 23 months behind bars in his dogfighting case.
This judge, Henry Hudson, is known to be a tough sentencer, and he could have given Vic 5 years. He went with just under 2 years, and apparently what weighed against Michael Vick was that he was the financier of this dogfighting ring and that it took place on his property.
Fox's Molly Henneberg in Richmond. Vic also admitted helping to kill dogs. He could be eligible for release in the summer of 2009. Colorado police pretty sure there's a connection between yesterday's deadly shootings at a missionary center near Denver and a megachurch in Colorado Springs. 4 people and a gunman dead. Police searching a home in Englewood.
We know that the home is owned by a physician who lives there with his wife and his 2 sons, both in their 20s.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. An American icon being laid to rest in Montana today. Motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel, eulogized by family and friends like actor Matthew McConaughey.
The thing that I remember the most that stuck with me is that he goes, Matthew, I've got to find a way to, every day, to sweat in my boots.
You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, we're here today with Jeff Favre.
Hello.
Jeff's a former cybercrime special agent with the Pentagon, but today we're talking about home computers.
That's right. With so many people handling their banking, shopping, and retirement accounts online, cybercrime is exploding.
And you say security software isn't enough?
Security software is just too easy to beat. Home users should do what the Pentagon does, combine software and hardware, and that's ID Vault.
ID Vault looks like one of those little USB memory sticks, right?
It's actually more like a key that padlocks your online identity, so nobody can touch your passwords or account numbers. It's easy enough for anybody to use, but strong enough to suit a pro. It even fights online scams.
That's important with holiday shopping online.
You bet. ID Vault would make a great gift.
So put it on your list, huh?
Absolutely. It's the best defense.
Thanks, Jeff.
ID Vault is available at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, and it's backed by a manufacturer's $1 million guarantee. Visit IDVault.com for a $10 savings.
The best way to fight an ideology of hate is with an ideology of hope, says President Bush.
And an ideology of hope is one that says we value your religion. We honor the way you worship. And in our society, you can worship any way you so choose. And that's the vision and dream for societies around the world.
The president hosting a discussion of religious freedom with Jewish leaders from around the country, including the parents of slain Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. The president's spokeswoman still fielding a barrage of questions about the CIA's destruction of interrogation videotapes.
I don't think that we're defensive. I think that we are being supportive of the efforts of the DOJ and the CIA.
Press Secretary Dana Perino says they're providing information for the Joint Justice Department CIA investigation. An ex-White House official dropping his appeal in the CIA name leak case.
Louis Scooter Libby's lawyer is saying he remains convinced of his client's innocence in the CIA leak case, but he's asking that the appeal of his convictions be dismissed. Attorney Ted Wells saying fighting the case has become too great a burden for the vice president's former chief of staff and his family. Convicted in March for lying about his conversations concerning CIA operative Valerie Plame, Libby received a 30-month prison term that President Bush commuted in July. He's also paid a $250,000 fine and is serving 2 years probation. In Washington, Chris Barnes, Fox News Radio.
The lightest possible sentence for former media mogul Conrad Black. 6.5 years behind bars for fraud, and he stays free on bond for 12 weeks until he reports for prison. Black telling the judge he regrets the hardship of shareholders who lost millions, but he plans to appeal his conviction for swindling them. Getting cheaper to go to Harvard, even if you have a lot of money. The university deciding to spend up to $22 million more.
Your KSCO Central Coast weather outlook is for mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the 50s today. Northwest winds through the afternoon, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Overnight lows expected in the 30s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow should be sunny with highs in the 50s. Boaters forecast for Monterey Bay. Westerly winds 5 to 10 knots through the afternoon. Wind waves less than a foot. Northwest swells 3 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. 54 degrees of temperature at KSCO. Highway Patrol reporting a roadway hazard. Moving roadway hazard, Cathedral Drive at Trout Gulch Road. No other information available at this time. At 101, another moving roadway hazard, Soquel Drive at Rio Del Mar Boulevard. And no further information at this time. 6 minutes past 1 o'clock this Monday afternoon, the 10th of December. Stay tuned for the Noon Balloon with birthday boy Nick Belyach here on AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.